It's time to get real with Mike Murphy. Take off the blinders and wake up to what is going on in the world. Mike is sharing unfiltered truth so you, the listener, can make your own decisions and cut through the noise of what mainstream media is saying. Mike is bringing you real news, real problems, real solutions, and real hope. Question everything. Open your mind, own your power, and get real now with Mike Murphy.
Welcome, everybody. This is Get Real News Hour, and I'm your host, Mike Murphy, and I'm glad you're here. Today's July 28th, 2020. It's Tuesday. We're going to try something new today. We have a 800 number. If you'd like to phone in and ask a question at any point in the show, the phone number is 800-930-2819. I'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions or anything you'd like to add to the show, I'm trying to make this for all of us to wake people up to what's really going on here in America, and it's getting worse by the day, I might add. But we need to stay positive and look for solutions and not get negative. That's the purpose of this show. We have a great show tomorrow, by the way, which will help call in as well. Oh, no, we won't. We won't be live. It's a pre-record. But tomorrow we have Dr. Robert Young, and he co-authored a best-selling book called The PH Miracle. So we're going to get into COVID-19 and vaccines and how to strengthen our immune system so we don't get sick. So I'm glad you're here today. We have a great show lined up for you. We're going to talk a little bit about vaccines. I got some great videos. Then we'll get into hydroxychloroquine and then a little bit about Black Lives Matter. So before we go deep in these subjects, here are some headlines I've been following today. And William Barr is down testifying in front of Congress. Boy, I'll tell you, you know, Trump calls it the swamp. It's more like a cesspool to me. How did we let these people, it's supposed to be a government of the people for the people. You know, I don't even know people like those people. And there's so much hate. There's so much dishonesty. There's so much sarcasm. It's just, there's no civility. And it's really kind of, the whole thing is disgusting. I think it's a big distraction. I don't think they ever accomplish anything except spend our money and take our rights. But that's my opinion. General Flynn is still in the news. What a circle jerk this thing is. This poor guy, you know, my understanding is that he had dirt on the Obama administration, and Trump put him in there, and they've done everything to get rid of the guy. So, but still, they still have those charges pending. Hopefully they get dropped. Carter Page, he's suing Yahoo and the Huffington Post. Carter Page is one of the, he was like a George Papadopoulos kind of guy in the Russian story. It was turned out to be completely innocent, framed, so he's suing. That Covington kid, remember that? I think he's a high school kid. I think his last name is Sandman. He just won a case against Washington Post and CNN. Now, he sued Washington Post for $250 million. I doubt if he got that much, but they settled the case. And what's interesting there is CNN anchor, I think his name is Salter or something like that. He retweeted a tweet where the kid only got $25,000. Well, CNN also settled with this guy, and so they signed a confidentiality agreement. So there's a lot of talk this guy's going to lose his job, and the lawyer for, I think it's Lynn Wood, is the lawyer for Sandman and wants to go back after CNN. So anyways, good news for everybody that likes money. I guess the government's giving everybody another $1,200 check, round two, because of COVID-19, if you qualify. So congratulations. I don't know where this money comes from. I know the unemployment was an extra $600 a week. They're talking about going to two. It looks like they settled at four. I'm not sure that's official, but where does this money come from? How long can we keep printing? They don't even print it anymore. It's just a click of a mouse. I don't know. How long? I see the six New England Patriots have opted out because of COVID-19, so they're not going to play this season. I saw one article where one guy was scheduled to make $8 million this year. His name escapes me right now. He's only going to make $150,000 because he's afraid of COVID-19, or maybe because Brady left and the Patriots might not be too good and they allegedly don't like Belichick too much. Maybe they're just taking the season off. And then Matt Gaetz, a congressman sent a letter for criminal action against Zuckerberg. I guess he testified in front of Congress, and he lied. So who doesn't? And you're lying to the biggest liars on the planet, in my opinion. But anyways, they want to go after him. So anyways, we have a very interesting story to start the show with today. And it's really a big story. Trump's involved. A lot of people are involved. And it has to do with a bunch of doctors that went down to Washington, D.C. from all over the country. And it's called a group of American doctors calling themselves America's Frontline Doctors held a press conference on COVID-19 and hydroxychloroquine and more, and did it outside the Supreme Court of the United States. Now, the people that I printed this off of, which is Rev, they take a video and they transcribe it. They put a warning on here. This press conference has been flagged and taken down by multiple social media platforms for containing misleading or false information. Rev does not condone the use of any COVID-19 treatments outlined in this press conference. So this is where it gets interesting. So the first person to speak was introduced by Congressman Norman, and her name is Simone Gold. And she says, so we're here because we feel as though the American people have not heard from all the expertise that's out there all across our country. We do have some experts speaking, but there's lots and lots of experts across the country. So some of us decided to get together. We are America's frontline doctors. We're here only to help American patients and the American nation heal. We have a lot of information to share. Americans are riveted and captured by fear at the moment. I see it that way myself. We are not held down by the virus as much as we're being held down by the spider web of fear. That spider web is all around us and is constricting us and is draining the lifeblood of the American people. She goes on to say, this does not make sense. COVID-19 is a virus that exists in essentially two phases. There's the early phase disease and there's the late phase disease. In the early phase, either before you get the virus or early when you've gotten the virus, if you've gotten the virus, there's treatment. That's what we're here to tell you. We're going to talk about that this afternoon. You can find it at America's Frontline Doctors. There's many other sites that are streaming it live on Facebook, but we implore you to hear this because this message has been silenced. Interesting. So then she goes on, I'm going to come back to her in a second, but she goes on to introduce another doctor, Dr. Bob Hamilton. He says, I'm Dr. Bob Hamilton. I'm a pediatrician from Santa Monica, California. I've been in private practice there for 36 years. And today I have good news for you. The good news is that children, as a general rule, are taking this virus very, very well. Very few are getting infected. I also want to say that children are not the drivers of this pandemic. People were worried about, initially, if children were going to actually be the ones to push the infection along. The very opposite is happening. Kids are tolerating it very well. They're not passing it on to their parents, and they're not passing it on to their teachers. Dr. Hamilton goes on to say, and yes, we can send the kids back to school, I think, without fear. He goes on, he says, finally, the barrier, and I hate to say this, but the barrier is getting our kids back in school is not going to be the science. It's going to be the national unions, the teachers union, the National Education Association. Other groups are going to demand money. But some of their demands are really ridiculous. They're talking about where I'm from in California, the UTLA, which is United Teachers Union of Los Angeles, is demanding that we defund the police. What does that have to do with education? They're demanding that they stop or they shut all private charter schools, privately funded charter schools. These are the schools that are actually getting the kids educated. So he's said it's safe to open the schools, the unions are going to push back. Back to Dr. Gold. Then they introduced Dr. Dan Erickson. And he's going to talk about the lockdown and how that's affecting. And I mentioned it yesterday on yesterday's show. It causes public health issues. Our suicide hotlines are up 600%. Our spousal abuse hotline is way up. Different areas of alcoholism are all on the rise. Goes on and on and on. So this lockdown is doing more harm than the virus. So Dr. Gold goes on, when you look at the mortality, this is a disease it takes that unfortunately kills our most frail members of society. which all flu viruses do, and pneumonia. People with multiple comorbid conditions, specifically diabetes, obesity, and obesity is a big one. We don't talk about that, but it is. It's a fact. Coronary artery disease, severe coronary artery disease, people like that. And also, if you're older, it's a risk factor. But the biggest risk factor is if you have comorbid conditions. If you're young and healthy, this is not. You're going to recover. If you're under 60 with no comorbid conditions, it's less deadly than influenza. This seems to come as great news to Americans because this is not what you're being told. I would say the answer is it's very difficult to get accurate numbers. So that's the, that. And so why does it become a big deal? Well, I'm going to tell you, before I get to that, I want to show a video on Bill Gates' video about the vaccine that's coming out before we get a little deeper into this subject. Olivia, if you'd be so kind to play that.
One final way that's new and is promising is called the RNA vaccine. With RNA and DNA, instead of putting that shape in, you put instructions in the code to make that shape. You put instructions in the code to make that shape.
Everything that I'm about to mention is currently being developed by Bill Gates, often in partnership with the CV19 playbook, MIT, all of which is backed by the United Nations and the Rockefeller Foundation. Due to ongoing mutations with CV19, the CV vaccine currently being developed will alter our DNA through an actual synthesizing of our individual genetic code using mRNA and CRISPR technology, which acts as scissors by cutting DNA at a designated spot and removing or inserting a new sequence with an artificial code to make sure every man, woman, and child complies with the One World Order's mandatory implementations. Gates and MIT are currently developing the human implantable quantum dot microneedle vaccination delivery system. It's a tattoo for the hand, which will include our identification mark and vaccination records. It needs an enzyme called luciferase in order to make it work. The transhumanist agent on every person's hand will glow with the bioluminescence of the light bearer, a chip you cannot remove with a knife. This tracking system will alter your DNA, and it's permanent. 33rd degree Freemason and occultist Manly P. Hall once wrote, quote, "The seething energies of Lucifer are in his hands."
So this is urgent, and it's going to require incredible collaboration. It's going to have to go to 7 billion people.
Wow. So I talked yesterday about the Norm O'Donnell interview with Bill Gates. It was about a 25-minute interview, ran on CBS, I believe. And he pretty much denied all of this, but there it is right there. And it, well, I mentioned it yesterday, but the patent number that Bill Gates and Microsoft has filed is 060606. Now, I'm not a big Bible conspiracy theory guy. And, you know, of course, I've read Revelations, the study of Armageddon, but the mark of the beast is 666. So you figure that out. And a tattoo on the hand and an enzyme called luciferase. And it's urgent and we need it for 7 billion people. So I don't think that's going to happen tomorrow, but they are starting to put needles in people's arms. So Olivia, play that CNN piece, if you will.
Because we do have some breaking news that has to do with this. We understand that the very first phase 3 trial of a coronavirus vaccine in the United States has just begun, with people actually getting the very first shots of this vaccine as part of phase 3. Let's go straight to Elizabeth Cohen to give us the details on this. She's in Savannah, Georgia, where this Moderna trial is going on. Elizabeth.
John, this is truly a historic moment. We watched as the first patient in the United States got a shot as part of a phase 3 clinical trial for a COVID vaccine. This is really amazing. I mean, we didn't start working on this vaccine until January. So just 7 months later, to have someone getting a shot in a phase 3 trial is truly remarkable. Of course, everyone's fingers are crossed. We hope that this leads to a vaccine. But that's why we're doing the clinical trial. There is a possibility that this might not work. Of course, course, everyone hopes that it does. They will eventually be giving shots to 30,000 people for this Moderna vaccine. Half of them will get the actual vaccine. Half of them will get a placebo that really does nothing. And in the end, they'll see what happens to those two groups. Is there any difference? They hope there is a difference and that the vaccine protects people from getting sick or dying from COVID-19. John?
All right. Elizabeth Cohen for us in Savannah. I have to say, I don't think that has ever happened before in history where we saw the very first shot of a phase three of a vaccine trial. But this shows you where we are in America and the desire to find a vaccine that will help in the fight against this pandemic. Back with us, Dr. Pastewski from Florida and Dr. Rochelle Walensky in Massachusetts. Dr. Walensky, again, remarkable to see it. Again, we've never seen anything like this before. Set our expectations here for what we just saw.
Yeah, it's truly exciting. And I want to just reiterate what you said. You know, the fastest vaccine prior to this took about 4 years. So, I mean, to have this, we had the sequence of this virus on January 10th. To have a vaccine up and running in a phase three trial in just 6 months is truly extraordinary. The vaccine is about a month later than we thought it might be. We were expecting to enroll in the early part of July, although, again, incredibly fast. This vaccine is a two-dose vaccine, so subjects will get the vaccine on day one and then again on day 28, and then we will watch and wait and keep our fingers crossed that through this surge we will see differences in infection rates where those who had received the true vaccine will have lower infection rates than those who received the placebo.
It's really promising. I mean, we hope that obviously from the first shot that we just watched there moments ago, that they can make progress. But Dr.
So a couple things to comment on there. One, my ears really perked up when they heard that they started working on this. I think she said January 10th. You know, I didn't think the virus was really gaining steam until, you know, February. But anyways, the other interesting thing, the fastest vaccine ever created took 4 years. And they're doing this one in under a year. And people are taking that shot right now. I think they might have even bypassed animal testing, and they're going straight to people. And this is Moderna. I talked about it yesterday. Lots of people are in serious, serious pain. That's also in that Bill Gates, Norm O'Donnell interview that I talked about. There's no way I'm taking this shot right now, for sure. I'd rather be in the placebo group. It's just interesting, and two doses, and you know, and I guarantee you it's going to end up like the flu shot where you got to have it every year. And then, of course, if they do go with the cryptocurrency version where all our money's in our bloodstream, you know, it's probably going to have to happen periodically to keep everything current. So I just found that interesting. We're going to put another video up right now. We're not going to play it because it's over an hour long. I watched it twice. I have to tell you, doing this show is can get somewhat difficult at times because the corruption, you know, I know about a lot of the corruption, but now that I'm doing this and I'm digging deeper, the corruption is overwhelming. But this is a great, great interview. The guy that does the show, I didn't get his name, but it's Valuetainment. And I really encourage you, if you have an hour to spare, it's a little over an hour, to watch this. And it's a debate between Alan Dershowitz, attorney out of New York, who specializes in the Constitution and other things, like going to the Jeffrey Epstein Island on the Lolita Express, and a guy that I've just impresses the heck out of me, and that's Robert F. Kennedy, probably the third. I think his dad was a junior. I'm not sure. But so anyways, I made a few notes, and, you know, our vaccine safe was one of them, and Dershowitz, you know, immediately says yes, and RFK says, hey, slow down here, okay? A lot of them aren't. And he's a lawyer. I'm not the biggest fan of lawyers, although I married one, and I have some dear friends that are lawyers. But a lot of them are a little shady. But RFK, I put him in a high-class area. He's really working for consumers, where the other guy, I think he's working for the powers to be. So the big thing here to see is they asked Dershowitz, can the government force you to take a vaccination? And he says yes. Based on Supreme Court rulings, which RFK just totally destroyed, that argument. But according to Dershowitz, yes, the United States government can come into your home and force you on vaccination. I think what they're going to do is the same thing they did with the mask. Okay. Yeah. Just don't go out in public. You don't have to wear a mask. You know, although, in, as I mentioned yesterday in Florida, they just passed the law. You have to, if you have people over your house, they have to wear a mask. So the whole thing is getting nuts. They had an interesting conversation on masks. You know, of course, Dershowitz is a big proponent of masks. And Robert F. Kennedy said, you know, there's no science that says they really help. So very, very interesting. Another interesting thing came up is Louis Farrakhan. He urged in a speech on July 4th, he urges black people not to take the vaccine because of past behaviors in the government. You know, the government has been known to go to black communities, inject them with vaccinations that cause serious, serious harm, health issues, maybe even death. So he's saying, don't trust the government. And I'm in that group. And he says something very interesting. And, I've studied vaccines enough to know that if I were to have a child today, I would not vaccinate my child. But he says, when we grew up, and I'm assuming him and I are pretty much the same age, there were three vaccines, okay? Polio and maybe smallpox or whatever, measles, I don't even know. But now there's 72. And what changed, okay? What changed is in 1989, the government gave blanket immunity to big pharma if a vaccine is bad. So let's say this COVID-19 vaccine kills everybody that injects or they're crippled for life. Nothing you can do about it. You cannot sue the vaccine maker. The reason they did that is, you know, what they really wanted vaccines for in case there was a national security issue, such as, you know, a bad actor like Russia or China or something drops a biological weapon here. They wanted these companies to be able to make vaccinations, but they said, we can't risk that because we can't make money on vaccinations right now because we're getting sued like crazy. It just doesn't pencil. So they said, okay, you can't be sued for making a vaccination. That started in 89. Since then, autism has gone off the charts and we're up to 72 or 74 vaccinations for these little kids. I mean, it makes absolutely no sense to me. And they did talk about, they are skipping the animal testing for this corona thing. And so here's what's interesting. Fauci owns half the patent for the Moderna one, okay? He stands to make a lot of money. Remember this when I come back to this hydroxychloroquine again. And the CDC is a vaccine manufacturer and sells vaccines and make money off vaccines. This is all about money, ladies and gentlemen, and maybe something more nefarious like the Bill Gates thing where they want to hook us up to the cloud and put our digital footprint with all our history, everything, our medical records, our currency, our everything is right there in our bloodstream. I'll take a pass on that one. And RFK basically said Big Pharma doesn't care. Okay, we don't care if we're going to kill a lot of people. We don't care as long as we make a lot of money. And, you know, of course, Dershowitz said, hey, that's bull. Well, RFK brought on the opiate. He said the opiate people knew it and kept doing it, selling these Oxycontins and these Percocets and Vicodins, killing 56,000 kids in this country a year. And God knows how many others, but, you know, older people. And it only stopped because of lawsuits. That's the only protection we have is to be able to sue these companies. So I found that very, very interesting. I love this Robert Kennedy. And just interesting note, and then we'll move on. From 1991 to 2015, GlaxoSmithKline paid $7.9 billion in financial penalties to the government. Double any other company. Pfizer, $3.9 billion. Johnson & Johnson, Merck, Eli Lilly, Abbott, Teva, Novartis, all over a billion. It's such a good interview if you can watch it. The CDC, there's a person at the CDC that admitted to lying and destroying evidence regarding vaccines and autism. So it's just crazy. And the other thing is these test vaccines that they've been giving to people, which I talked about yesterday, this Moderna, they're giving it to the very healthiest people they can find. And a large percentage of those were just severe pain and suffering. So imagine when they give it to your grandma or my father, they don't have a prayer. This is going to be just a colossal mess. All right, so to prove the fraud, Libby, if you put up this next slide. On the left is the former vice president of Monsanto, a company that poisons everything you consume, i.e. glyphosate, Roundup, GMO. On the right is the current deputy commissioner of the FDA, an agency that protects you from companies like Monsanto. Same guy. It's, guys, this is so, so corrupt. It's not even funny. And then, lastly, a friend sent me this, and I don't have my glasses with me, but an alert to national betrayal. Psychopaths Gates and Fauci push a COVID vaccine whose only benefit is to enrich even more the big pharma and the sold-out politicians. A vaccine that is, one, rushed up, which is unseen in the history of any vaccine. And that typically it takes 7 years to create a vaccine. Then that CNN piece that we just saw, it's four years was the fastest. Has never been tested on animals, introduces two techniques never used before in any human vaccine, mRNA plus hydrogel nanoparticles, which are going to make us GMOs. Four, has no long-term safety data reports, no reports at all, zero on safety. You know, and they brought up the other thing in this JFK or RFK interview, you know, so they'll do a safety study. So they vaccinate a baby, and if it hasn't developed autism in 4 days, which they don't even diagnose it until they're four, okay, it's not, there's no cause and effect there, which is total BS. No liability for the vaccine companies, none. A medical experience on human beings at large scale violating the Nuremberg Tribunal Code, crime against humanity. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. And so, you know, for those that have followed the show, you realize, you know, I'm not a big Trump fan, but I do think he is the better selection of the two. So I definitely will plan on voting for Trump, but only because the other guy is way too out there for me. And, you know, but here's where Trump loses me. If you put this up, Olivia. Trump seeks political shot in the arm in a vaccine push. That's going to be his October surprise, is he's going to have a vaccination or be able to announce one that there's one ready. And, you know, I don't know if he's got his fingers in the cookie jar too. I mean, who knows with these people? You know, I don't think he's, anyways, I'm not going to put a commercial in for something I don't know about. Like I said, you know, he's the best selection of two. So let's switch gears, because this is where it gets very, very interesting. And when we go to this hydrochloroquine, and there's a video, and maybe Olivia can put it up, of a Dr. Stella Emanuel. And she's the one that, I mean, man, if it's still up, you know, we're going to put the link. Hopefully it stays up. Twitter's taking it down. Facebook's taking it down. That's why I'm not showing it, even though I found it and watched it a couple times. Very passionate doctor, originally from Nigeria. So she's very, very experienced with this drug, hydroxychloroquine. But she talks about how she's in Houston now, and she's treated 350 COVID-19 patients, all types, with hypertension, diabetes, obesity, heart disease. She hasn't lost one patient, okay? And people with asthma. And here's where it gets even more interesting. She takes it herself. Remember when they lit Trump up for saying he takes it as preventive medicine? And I saw a doctor the other day said, I want to see urine tests on everybody in Congress. I want to see all you people. I really suspect that they're all taking it for prevention of this. So she says the doctors aren't getting sick. They work all day long with these patients. And she hasn't lost one patient out of 350. And the reason this holds water for me is I have a friend in Dallas, and he said something very, very similar about another doctor that's a friend of his, in treating people with this hydroxy, you know what I'm trying to say, hydroxychloroquine, along with zinc, and I think it's Zipro, some sort of bacteria, I think, for treatment. So very, very, very interesting. And she really blasts Sanjay Gupta and other doctors that are lying to the American people. She says, no matter what they do to me, they can string me up. I'm going to keep treating people, even though it's getting harder and harder and harder because people aren't allowed to get away with this. So this is where Fauci comes back into the thing. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, he owns half the patent for this Moderna drug. He stands to make lots of money, as does I found out everybody at the CDC is available to, if they work on a vaccine and it goes to market and it creates a lot of money, then they're able to profit from that too. There's so much stuff in this government that, man, how did we let this happen? You know, it's supposed to be of the people, for the people. Man, they could care less about us, ladies and gentlemen. All of them, both sides, left, right, House, Senate, executive, judges. It's a really, really, really big club, but you and me ain't in it, as George Carlin liked to say. So here's Fauci. And the other thing is, what's interesting is the day went on. Every once in a while, I'd look at the television set. Now they're destroying this Dr. Emanuel, and I haven't researched that. Like I said, everybody's taking it down. So it makes sense if the people at the CDC and the WHO and the politicians stand to profit from this vaccination, 7 billion vaccinations. As I mentioned yesterday, they're using our money. You know, Fauci, I'm assuming from the CDC, gave Moderna, I think it was $350 million, maybe $500 million to do this research. We gave another big pharma company $2 billion of taxpayers' money, which we have so much debt. That's kind of laughable too. But so they take our money, they use it to create the vaccination, then they take it to market, but they're not going to charge us for the vaccination. They're going to let the taxpayers pay for it again so they can distribute 7 billion shots. I hate to think how this is going to play out. I really do. So, and I did, like I said yesterday, I think we pretty much lost the mask battle. If we want to function in this world, at least where I am in California, you know, if I want to go down to Staples or Sprouts or get a smoothie, I have to put a mask on. So if I want to travel or fly, I have to put a mask on. So, I mean, they got me if I want to live my life. But what's going to happen with this vaccination? I think this is the new line in the sand. And this is why I do this show, only to bring this attention. And if you're getting value out of this or you're learning something, I really appreciate if you would share this information. If you're we're on Transformation Talk Radio, so if you can share via that vehicle, great. We also live stream on my YouTube channel, Mike Murphy Unfiltered. If you like it, give us a thumbs up, share it, subscribe, whatever, how all that works. You know, I'm a car dealer and an author by trade, and so this is all kind of new to me. And the only reason I do this is there's a Bible verse that says, to whom much is given, much will be required. And I've been super blessed in my life. And there's some reasons for that. I got very fortunate and I met someone that taught me really how this place works. But I've been super blessed in love and relationships and family and finances. I'm going tomorrow to play in another golf tournament with a bunch of great guys on a great course. I have a great life, but I spend, 6-7 hours of this every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We come to you live, most of the time live, 5 p.m. Pacific, so that we can try to make a difference in this country. I really think that we're headed in the wrong direction. So this is what Fauci and had to say about Trump attacking him. Dr. Anthony Fauci shrugged off Donald Trump's attacks in light of the president's new tweet storm smearing his medical recommendations regarding the coronavirus pandemic. Now, this is where I think Trump could be a great president if someone take his cell phone and help him with these press conferences. But anyways, Fauci gave an interview to ABC's George Stephanopoulos on Tuesday, who immediately asked him to react to Trump's new tweets undermining Fauci, dismissing face masks, and promoting hydroxychloroquine. Trump's tweets have been called out as a promotion of misinformation. And when Fauci offered his thoughts, he once again stressed the importance of wearing masks, unless he's at the baseball game. We covered that yesterday. Adhering to social distancing, unless he's at the baseball game, and following public health guidelines. This is a quote from him. The overwhelming prevailing clinical trials that have looked at the efficiency of hydroxychloroquine have indicated that it is not effective in coronavirus disease, Fauci said. After that, Stephanopoulos asked him about Trump's other tweets, accusing him of being a fraud who has misled the American public. I'm not going to get into that, but I will say this. The doctors that spoke in Washington yesterday, America's doctors, they were asked, you know, what about Fauci? What would you tell Fauci? And they all said, man, come with us. We're treating these people. We're on the front line. When's the last time you had a stethoscope around your neck and started treating someone? And which I thought was pretty darn good. So that's that. The vaccine, the hydroxychloroquine, you know, it appears to work. So the bottom line is, if there's a cure, hydroxychloroquine and zinc in this package of antibiotics, if that's curing COVID-19, then guess what? The vaccine can wait, you know, immediate problem solved. So of course they're going to come out against it. They've been killing Trump. Trump tried to tout this medicine a long time ago. So of course, if they have a lot of money to be made, Gates, Fauci, CDC, the World Health Organization, and God knows who else, and all the scientists that work for them, if going to get a commission, of course they're going to trash the cure. So I'm not a doctor. I'm not selling you on anything. I'm just trying to report a story. And the story is that doctors in the field, and I've heard this from a number of different doctors in the field, say that this works and this is curing people. And the media are censoring the heck out of it. They shut down Donald Trump Jr.'s Twitter, I think, for 12 hours because Trump retweeted this video of this doctor. If you can watch it, watch it. We're going to give you a link. Hopefully it'll still be up there. But Dr. Emanuel has so much passion. I believe her when she says she's treated 350 patients. She's from Nigeria, where they use this drug a lot to combat malaria. So she's very familiar with it. And I've read where you can't get it, or pharmacies are asking you what you're using it for. I think it was originally used here in the United States for lupus. So it's a big issue. And the only reason I can figure out it's a big issue, now they're going to tell you, mainstream media is going to tell you that, you know, it's causing heart murmurs and other liver kidney disease or liver disease. But when I listen to a doctor, it says it's 350 out of 350 success cases. And I've heard it from other doctors, then I tend to believe that. So that's it for COVID-19, the cure, and the vaccinations. And believe me, I encourage you to study vaccinations for everything. The flu vaccination, what's in it? Just get the label, what's in it? All these, if you're a young family, I know it's hard not to vaccinate your children. I know in a lot of places you can't even leave the hospital until they receive them. I know it's a tough issue, but having an autistic child is a tough issue too. And that's forever, for as long rest of your life. If you're a parent, you have an autistic child, odds are that's going to be your dilemma for a very long time. And my understanding is that, you know, prior to all these vaccinations, that autism was very, very rare. And now I've heard it's, I want to say, don't quote me on this, but I want to say it's like 1 out of 30 kids get autism, 1 out of 22 males, where it used to be like 1 out of 100,000. Now I'm just paraphrasing from memory, so don't hold me to those figures, but that's what I believe is true. So anyways, let's move now to a video. We're going to put it up there. We're not going to play it. It's about a 12 or 13 minute video. It aired in mid-July, and man, this lady, I love this girl. It starts out with a woman, an African-American young woman, in the back of her car with about a dozen cans of black paint and some other friends. And they're taking the lids off and they're getting ready to go take this black paint and smear in New York City, where that mayor there, along with the citizens there, took a big street in New York City and painted Black Lives Matter in yellow all across the street. And I really encourage you to watch this. And the whole time, and the police are trying to stop her, and I think she might have even injured one. I'd be curious to know what happened to this lady. But she's on her hands and knees, she's got gloves on, and she's smearing this black paint over this Black Lives Matter, saying these people, these Marxists, these Antifa people, they don't really care about black lives. They're destroying black businesses. They're killing black people. And it's really about, you know, black lives do matter, just like all of our lives matter. But this organization is using that as a front, to, I believe, to create anarchy here, to overthrow these cities, eventually overthrow these states, and to create a Marxist type of government here. And it's a big distraction. Now it's a big political thing where you have federal officers in Portland, and I think they were in Oakland the other night. I know we had a, you know, I have a business in Oakland. I think they had a protest Saturday night, and they set one of the courthouses on fire. It's out of control. You know, I saw it firsthand. They went to my business and probably broke $100,000 worth of windows and just destroyed, went inside, destroyed stuff, stole a car for no purpose, absolutely no purpose. It was interesting because the looters were live streaming the event on some platform, and we could see it. And they're commenting, you know, and it was really surreal. And of course, we have all our cameras to protect the business. And you just see them crash these big windows down and storm in there. We had an employee in there trying to stop them. And the police gave him the looters actually called the police on our employee that was trying to stop them from looting our business. And the police came and made him go home. They said it's not safe here. So anyways, I have one more video that I'm going to play here. It has some bad words on it. I will say that everybody, all my friends, relatives, family, wife, didn't think I could do this show without dropping a bunch of F-bombs on you. But sounds like Olivia already started to play it. So I just want to warn you, if you're around small children or if you don't like bad language, it's short. It's only about a minute long, but there are some bad words in it. So buckle your seatbelt, and here we go.
I can't believe you got to explain this shit to these brain dead ass Negroes.
Well, don't your black lives matter?
Yeah. And you know why? Because I fucking say that it matters. See, I don't need to go out in the street with a sign screaming this shit like a fucking idiot and throwing a temper tantrum like a damn child. Also, I'm not even remotely worried about being killed by the police. You know why? Come here. Let me tell you. Because I'm not a fucking criminal, and I don't go around committing fucking crimes. Also, if I do interact with the police, guess what else I don't do? I don't fight the cops, and I don't resist arrest like a fucking moron. I don't know why they always killing us. Really? See, nobody cares about your fucking skin color. Nobody gives a damn about your brown skin. See, it's your fucked up shitty behavior is why people don't like you. That's why I don't like you. You dumb, stupid-ass motherfuckers. I can't believe you got to explain this shit to these brain-dead-ass Negroes.
We don't throw black...
Oh, no, okay. Yeah, so I apologize for the bad language, but it resonated with me. One, he's African-American, so he can comment. I can't. I can only tell you, and I talked about it yesterday, I don't see the real problem being racism. I think all cultures have some form of racism. And it's just uneducated people taught to not like certain people because of their skin or perhaps because of something else. You know, how about these countries where they, you know, they go and they genocide a whole group of people because they've got different sized noses. I mean, in Africa. So in my 24 years working in Oakland, my 8 years of running a nonprofit foundation there, working with a ton of African American people, never once had a problem. And to me, analyzing the situation and being fairly close to it, it's an economic situation. It's an economic injustice. And the only way to solve it is with our ridiculous politicians that could care less, in my opinion, not only about me and you, but really about that community. From what I observe, that community is not allowed to stand up and raise up because of government interference. The welfare system is slanted to do more harm than good. That has to be reformed. There's no black fathers in the house. I think 75% of the kids grow up without their father around because the government, and therefore the police, target them. I mentioned yesterday, back in the 70s, 80s, if I got caught with a couple joints, slap on the wrist, maybe a fine. They put black men in jail for 5-10 years, just totally destroy them for a victimless crime. Smoking pot, which is now legal. That's what I love about the world. Okay. I grew up with reefer madness and, you had to sneak around and blah, blah, blah. And I didn't smoke it as a kid, but now it's legal. Now there's a lot of medical uses for it. And how many young black men went to prison? And then that's going to change you. And now you come out and you can't get a job. You can't vote. You got this sign on your back, bad guy, felon. It's ridiculous. And honestly, I blame the government. So that's the news today. Now, like I said earlier, this job is a bit overwhelming for me because so much negativity. I read this stuff, every day, but then preparing it into a show and going deeper and really studying and making notes, to be honest with you, has affected me quite a bit. But I had a bit of a good news today. I talked to a fellow that I know. And if you don't know, I'm an author of this book called The Creation Frequency. It came out in May of 2018. It's still selling incredibly well. And it's really about the law of attraction and manifestation. I mentioned earlier how my life is super blessed, a great wife, great family, great everything. I've had difficult times just like everybody. Life is hard and life can throw curveballs at it and make it difficult. But for the most part, I've had a fabulous life. And it happens to do with a meeting that I had in the winter of 1982. And in my book, I refer to him as the mystery man. I now know that his name is Doug Fitzgerald. He's since passed. But I was a total mess. I had no education, no high school education, no future. I abused drugs. I abused alcohol. I was divorced. I was 23 years old, divorced with a young daughter, and I was miserable. I was literally dying inside. And a friend of mine in a 12-step program said, "Man, your life is a mess, but I might know someone that can help you." And his name is Doug Fitzgerald. So I went over to Mr. Fitzgerald's house, and he taught me this very unique way of attracting what it is that you truly desire in your life. And so if you want to get more information, you can buy the book. It's like 10 bucks on Amazon. But we also have a free app that comes with it. I'm going to give you the concept real quick here. First of all, in the book, I teach you to write an intention. First of all, you put your life into balance. Okay. We break it into six areas: relationships, financial, contribution, your career. So six areas we break your life into. Then we have you write an intention around each area of your life. So let's say you have a health issue and you want to write intention. So let's say you have hypertension and maybe some heart disease. And so we would help you write an intention as if you're perfect. I love how healthy I am. I love how my heart beats perfectly. I love how my blood pressure is always perfect. Write it as if it already exists, because the truth is there's no difference between imagination or reality. And then once you have these six intentions, we've created this app. And so he did it with me. This was 1982. So he brought out a boombox. He put in theta brainwave music. He brought out a tape recorder and he handed me a microphone and he had me read a relaxation script. And we give you all this for free in the app. Read a relaxation script and read my six intentions and record it. So I left there and I paid him $50 a week for 7 weeks, $350. I left there $350 poor after 7 weeks, 7 hours with a cassette tape with theta brainwave music, a relaxation script, and my six intentions. And I started listening every morning, every night. And one of them is I wanted to be reunited with my wife who hated my guts and divorced me. After a couple of years, she called me up. We went on a date. We got remarried. I wanted to own my own business. I've owned my own business ever since, you know, and it is miraculous how the first one came to be. My health has always been very, very good. I've been very blessed in that area. I've been very, very blessed in relationships. And then we wrote one about money. I wasn't making any money at the time. I wanted to make X amount of money. And all those things came true. So what happened was after about 5 years, you know, listening to this and not every day, you know, towards the end, because my life was beautiful. I didn't have time. I realized, man, that really worked. So I always wanted to write a book. And then I had a tragic event in 2011, lost someone very, very dear to me that really changed my whole destiny in my life. And I said, okay, it's time to write that book. So the first book we wrote is called Love Unfiltered. And I put that in there. But it was such an emotional read because of this loss in my life. People got lost in that, and they never really got what I wanted to share with them, which was this unique way of law of attraction and manifestation. So anyways, I was talking to this buddy today. He goes, yep, thanks to the theta brainwave music and my intentions, I got the love of my life. I don't have to work. And he's young. I don't have to work anymore. I made a lot of money. He goes, Mike, it just showed up. It just comes to me. So anyways, if you want to learn more about that, you can go to thecreationfrequency.com or you can watch my YouTube videos. It's the app is free. The book is cheap, and I hope you'll do it. So anyways, that's it for today's show. I'm glad you're here. I hope you'll be back tomorrow, 5 p.m. Pacific. We're going to have Dr. Robert Young here, and we're going to talk about vaccinations and really how to strengthen your immune system so that you don't get sick. And hopefully we can start getting some call-ins, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll start working on that. So once again, thank you for being here today. I hope you enjoy the show. If you do, please share it. And in the meantime, go out there and just make this a great night. God bless.
You've been listening to Get Real with Mike Murphy. We all need to wake up before it's too late. Learn to question everything, open your mind, and own your power. For more information on Mike and his work, visit MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.